Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Doodly-doo, just flying along, because I'm a superhero who likes to sing songs. Da-da-da-da. What? A woman in trouble?
Have no fear, miss. I'm on my way. Fiend, hands off her. And I will stop you by the power of rolling in the gig. Hear this.
Hello, I'm Ken Brown, and as the Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, I welcome you to our table. Team, please introduce yourselves.
Who do you? Hello there. My name is Arcos Passaro. I am an Alacocra monk from the Sanctuary of Okaido. I am the ringer of alarm bells and the protector of young Cassie, and I am portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge cleric, infused with the power of a being of flame to become an instrument of justice for the people. Portrayed by Brad Conow.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. Welcome back to Riven, and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hey, it's Ken, your Game Master here, and on behalf of the Rick Geek family, we beseech thee, if we are pleasing to thine ear holes, please check out Rolling in the Geek on Patreon, and please rate or review us on Apple Podcasts or whichever listening platform you favor. It helps get more people at our table, and we can never have too many cooks in our kitchen. Now, back to three guys screaming at numbered shapes for not helping them enough. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team squares up to the White Dragon Wyrmling, but Trevor is immediately knocked out by its icy breath weapon. Between Harkos and the new family pet, the Gnoll, they are able to take out the dragon, which crumbles into pieces of dragon rock. They stabilize Trevor and start carrying him back to town. After getting out of the mine, they meet with Jorik and let him know that they had found the priest. They take a rest while the priest is checked over and is confirmed to be clean and does not seem to hold any corruption within him anymore. They discuss the fact that they fought a dragon, much to Jorik's concern, due to the fact that dragons had not been around since Syraxis' fall. After finishing up and deciding to keep the priest under supervision for a couple of days until they can be sure, Jorik takes them to the safe and pays them for their kills. After paying them, he also decides to give them commendations from the City of Iron's Edge for good service done to the city. And the team levels up!
Yay! Yay!
And that is where we pick back up. And we're going to do just a real quick, like, five-ish minute, I hope, little blurb about what the guys are doing with their level-ups. Who wants to go first?
Nobody's answering the call!
I don't know. That is one of my favorite things that I've recorded on this entire this entire podcast, is that moment, the unplanned moment of nobody answering the call just as early Trevor and Harkos would have.
Okay, so I guess I can take this one to start out. So, Harkos hitting level 3. We rolled our HP last week after the episode. It wasn't in. So Harkos got 7 HPs, so he's up to 24 HPs total, which is pretty nice.
So with your con?
Yeah, because I rolled a 4, so I took the 5, and my con's a 2.
Oh, okay.
It's above average, but I got a low con. Yeah. So I had to take the average, though, because I rolled shit. Harkos also gets deflect missiles, since he's a monk. Which is kind of crazy. I don't know. Deflect missiles is... Missile apparently just means projectile in D&D language, because it just talks about how when you're hit by a ranged attack, you can catch shit and throw it back, and like all kinds of, like, that'll be something to try and keep in mind. And also,
I think the language on it makes sure that you can't catch like a fireball. Like,
yeah, it just says if you can catch the missile, like if it's small enough for you to hold in one hand and you have at least one hand free, you can catch the missile. But it's like, you use your reaction to deflect or catch the missile when you were hit by a ranged weapon attack. So yeah, it can't be spells. It has to be a specific weapon. So like if someone threw a dart or a fucking rock or a spear or whatever, I just have to be able to catch it. And then I can spend one key point if I catch it with one open hand. Like in one hand and one open hand is free, I can spend a key point to then make a ranged attack with the weapon or piece of ammunition I just caught as part of the same reaction. And I do it with proficiency and shit like that.
I think that one way or the other, you reduce the damage that you take, and then if you reduce it to 0, you catch it. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the damage I take is reduced by 1d10 plus my dex modifier plus my monk level. If it's to 0, that's when I can catch and reflect.
Okay. Just making sure. That could be an interesting magic item that Harkos gets at some point, would be that it allows you to catch or deflect spell attacks.
Ooh,
kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. Also, nice third,
such a tease, Ken.
Shut your fucking mouth, Trevor. So also at third level, the other thing that you get as a monk is a monastic tradition. Now, for the explanation for Harkos, it's going to need to be a little bit vague, because as we talked about last week, Harkos is taking the Way of the Torn Thread, which we got from an external source. Like, it's not technically like... It's not canon D&D stuff, but I checked with Ken first, as you always should. You check with your GM to make sure they're cool with whatever. And I ran it by him, and I was like, you cool with this? And he's like, yeah, sounds awesome. So that's the tradition I took. It is made by some of our lovelies on Twitter. The Underground Oracle, which is ran by Keith and Jess. And so as much as I'm really excited about this thing, I don't want to delve too aggressively into it, because I don't want to give away their content for free, which is what we talked about before. So if you want to know more about this monastic tradition, head over to DriveThruRPG and you can check out, like, you can buy each individual page. Like, if you're doing a paladin, like, they got a bunch of different subclasses that they've made. They got a couple different spells, some encounters and stuff. You can buy each of those individually for about $1.99, I think. And then they release a thing called Underground Oracle Quarterly. So the last quarter, like, since October or so, they've been releasing stuff all the way up until just in December, and you can get all of that for like $15.99, or you can go to their Patreon. I'm not sure what the link is. I'm sorry, guys, I'm terrible. But you can go to their Patreon, and like, they have a $6 sub, I think, and you get all the content as it comes out, so you can do it that way too. But yeah, his monastic tradition is called the Way of the Torn Thread. And it's just, it's a very punchy one. And I really liked how it felt, the way Harkos was evolving. So that's what I'm going with for him. And you guys will get to see it in play, but we're going to try and keep most of the down and dirties of it under wraps, so as not to give away. And we don't want to unearth the Underground Oracle too much. Since I keep saying unearthed, because I'm a dum-dum.
Hey, if you want to find them on their Patreon, just search Underground Oracle.
There you go. That's why Brad's the social guy.
All right, Trevor, what did you? You already had your main cleric bit, but what do you get with your level up?
Let's see. When we rolled HP, I managed 8, so I went from 20 to 28. I think the only reason I got 8, I think I get a 5. Do you get a 5? Because I rolled less than.
Yeah, I get a 5. I get a 1d8, and I get a 5 as my average.
Yeah, and I have a plus 3 con, so that's the only reason I got one more. I'm gonna steal your feathers.
You don't need to. I gave them willingly, buddy.
At level 3, I don't think cleric actually gives me anything new aside from I get second level spells now, which it gave me. Whoa, I didn't mean to click that. It gave me Forge Domain spells, which were heat, metal, and magic weapon. And then I picked up silence and spiritual weapon. And then I swapped out Toll the Dead cantrip for thaumaturgy. That is all I did.
Okay. All right, so that is our quick level up. So we are going to fast forward in time a couple of days. That basically you're kind of waiting to make sure that the priest is not going to go batshit crazy again. And so in the meantime, there's not really much that you can do. Unless there's something specific. No.
I was going to say, can I do something in this time? No. I have a thing I've been wanting to do.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What if Harkos has a small thing he would like to do?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So in this downtime, I just want to make sure that I go visit Cassie, because the last time I spoke with her, I left a note on her porch that was like, don't worry, I'll come back out of the mine safe. And now it's been 2 days, and a lot of bad things have happened, and I've not visited Cassie. So in the downtime, I would like to visit Cassie and let her know I didn't die like her late father, and that I'm kicking monster butt for her.
Okay. And then Trevor, what are you wanting to do?
So I want to go to the blacksmith shop, since the blacksmith said I could use his forge.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use my artisan's blessing, which states, at second level, you can use your channel divinity to create... I cannot talk today. Channel divinity to create simple items. You conduct an hour-long ritual that crafts a non-magical item that must include some metal, a simple or martial weapon, a suit of armor, 10 pieces of ammunition, a set of tools, or another metal object, as reference. The creation is completed at the end of the hour, coalescing into an unoccupied space of your choice on a surface within 5 feet of you. The thing you create can be something that is worth no more than 100 gold pieces. As part of the ritual, you must lay out metal, which includes coins, or which can include coins, with a value equal to the creation. The metal irretrievably coalesces and transforms into the creation at the ritual's end, magically forming even non-metal parts of the creation. The ritual can create an exact duplicate of a non-magical item that contains metal, such as a copy of a key if you possess the original during the ritual. What I want to do, I want to take my hammer and my shield and that dragon rock, and I want to add that into them. I know it says it creates a non-magical item. I'm not shooting for a magical item. This is all just because of what the dragon rock is. Like, I see Trevor trying to use it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's pretty.
Yep.
Good to see that Trevor's still trying to do shit to get himself killed.
I stated this when we grabbed that first piece of dragon rock that I wanted to do this. I just haven't had time because, you know, we've got our shit rocked. And then we got our shit rocked.
Yeah, over the course of a few days, like 3 or 4 tops.
But yeah, that's okay. What I want to do. And I want to ask the blacksmith for help just because it's good relations. Or if he would like to sit in on what I'm doing, either one.
Okay.
Harkos. He's not the guard.
Harkos, you go to stop by Cassie's house. Do you just like go and knock on the door, or are you waiting to see if she comes out, or what are you doing?
I'm going to knock on the door. I ain't no bitch yet.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta clean shit up. I made a mess of my work area. Oh God!
This is why we can't have nice things.
That did not sound healthy.
I don't know what that was.
Boom! Boom. Oh God! He says.
I haven't gotten my dice out or anything.
Jesus! You're getting pissed off at Brad's. Like I gotta go get coffee. And here I am, ready. Got all my writing here. I'm right here. No dice.
I got my dice and stuff ready.
Hey, I just didn't have Harkos, coffee. Roll a dex save.
Okay.
No.
Too late. It's done.
Yeah, it's too late. I rolled it. And it's... Ooh, it's a fucking 17. Look at that.
Okay. You dodge the bolt of lightning that comes down from the heavens.
Woo! Maybe I will see Cassie tomorrow. Clearly today is not the day. I should have stayed inside. Okay.
No storm clouds or anything. Nice, clear, sunny day.
Yep, definitely should have stayed in. We'll never leave the inn again. Trevor, have fun in the mines forever. Goodbye.
All right, so you go and you knock on Cassie's door. And... you don't get a response.
Oh, no. They're dead.
I'm not that cruel.
Don't you lie to me. You're not. You might not be that cruel on the internet, but you're that cruel.
Ouch. Damn. I feel attacked.
Sorry.
That's like some previous game PTSD coming out right there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm going to creepily just fucking wait here. I'm just going to sit down on the front step. Because I got nowhere else to be.
Okay. Lots of people walk by. They kind of give you a side eye as they walk by, but
hello.
I think people are getting more used to you, so they're not as awkward when they see you.
Feral Al. It's hello. Me. How are you? I eat children. Sorry.
Oh dear Lord.
I'm sorry.
After a little bit of time, I'd say probably about a half an hour, you do spot her, that she runs by with another group of kids.
Oh. Herm. Okay. So I'm gonna call out to her. Cassie? Young Cassie.
So you see she stops and kind of looks around.
I'll stand up and like raise a wing to wave in the air.
Oh, she's looking around trying to find you, because you have a very unique voice. And she's kind of spinning around and the other kids kind of run off, but she turns and sees you, and you see her face kind of brightens up as she comes and runs at you.
I didn't mean to have you not play with the rest of your friends. I was merely wanting to let you know that I came back out of the mine. We're doing good work to make it so no more bad things come from there. And I just yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know where I was going. I was rambling. I was very like I was very method into the Harkos of it all, so I was there was no point. It was going to be a run-on forever.
Sometimes I start a sentence and just I don't know where it's actually leading. I just hope that I find it along the way.
Exactly.
That wasn't the exact quote from The Office. But I'm stuck. I'm on it right now. I don't know why. Like I'm my brain's there. So like as you're talking to her, she's kind of running over to you, and like mid sentence, she jumps and hugs you.
Woo! Thank you.
Well, and I'm so glad that you're back. I was worried that we'd lose you in the mine.
Oh no, nothing like that. I'm quite strong for myself. Yep. Words.
But you stumbled back so far when I jumped on you. It's like 15 feet that you fell.
Well, listen, you're pretty strong yourself, okay? I don't know what... My bones are hollow, and you know what? I don't need this kind of treatment from you. Sorry.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
Yes, it is.
Did you kill a lot of monsters?
Yes, actually. Because of my friend Trevor and I's work, Jorik gave us this fancy little pin here, and I'm gonna point to the pin I put on the, like, breast of my robes.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Yes. It made me feel all warm and tingly.
I'm gonna hold on. Yeah.
Do you? No, never mind.
What is it?
Do you think that you got the one that killed my dad?
Well, it's been fun, guys. It's been real, and I'm so happy to have had this time to spend with all of us. It's so great.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I think he's going.
That was rude. It was rude what you did. It was rude what you just did.
I rolled it before I said it.
Uh huh. Yeah, fuck you and your fucking horse you rode in on. okay. Yes. I'd like to think so. But we do know that there is a chance that there's more down there, but Trevor and I... We're going to go back, and we're going to get the rest of them just to be safe, just in case.
I don't want to lose you, too.
Oh, don't you worry about that. With the friends I've made here in town, I'm certain that I will be quite safe wherever I may venture.
Okay. Well... when you go back down, just please let me know so I can pray to Lathander for you.
I will most definitely do that, young Cassie.
I'm gonna go and keep playing with my friends.
Oh, so. Yes, of course. I did not wish to steal you away from them. Please, go do that. I too have... business to attend to. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I was back and I was safe and everything's gonna be okay now. Oh, that's a lie! That's a big lie! Everything's so bad!
Out of game note, I can't remember off the top of my head. Did you leave the ball with her or did you take it with you?
I left it with the note. I left it on the... I think at the end said like I'll be back for my ball or something like that. I don't quite remember, but I know I left it with the note, just in case Harkos did die.
Okay, So she turns and starts to run off, and she gets a little bit away from you, and then she stops, and she turns around and runs back and hands you the ball and says,
Mr. Harkos, I think you should keep this with you. I think it'll give you good luck.
And then she hugs you again and runs off.
Okay, I'm gonna let her run off, but Harkos is gonna like stand from the ground because he like knelt down to hug her back or whatever. He's gonna clutch the little ball in his hand. He's gonna, thank you, young Cassie, and he's gonna pocket it, and then he's gonna fuck off.
Okay. So you start to walk off, and I need you to roll a perception check for me.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Ooh, that's not so bad. That's a dirty 20.
You kick something that wasn't there as you turn around and start walking away.
Oh, motherfucker. And you know, I'm...
It's a little leather bag.
I'm tempted to leave this game twice.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, boy. I'm going to bend over and pick it up.
It doesn't feel like really anything's in it. It doesn't feel heavy.
I'm going to... Oh, dear. I'm going to open it.
You open it, and in the bottom is some small shards of eggshell.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This silence, this is your response. I got nothing.
Okay, that's fine.
There's just gonna be this giant bird man in the middle of fucking Iron's Edge, in the middle of the street, staring into a leather pouch full of bird shell. Sorry, definitely dragon shell, that's what it is. It's not a bird egg, it's a dragon egg.
Roll a,
I don't think I will.
Are you going to look through it, or are you just going to open it and kind of close it?
Yeah, after a solid grieving period of 36 hours, I think Harkos will eventually sift through the bag.
Okay. Are you going to do it in the middle of the road, or are you going to like take it back to your room and do it?
In the middle of the road. I'm too he's so shell-shocked that there's no... I mean, the world doesn't exist around him at this point.
Okay. So you kind of reach a hand into the bag, and you feel a small slip of paper that's folded up amongst the eggshell.
Okay. I remove the slip of paper. I open the slip of paper.
Okay. So you open the slip of paper, and it's in your language, the Orin, again. And it says, pieces mended, back together, speak a message for one person.
Nope. Oh, what's that? A fight in the mines. Trevor, it's time to go.
Trevor.
Oh, yes. For fuck's sake.
Trevor, you head to the blacksmith shop. Do you just kind of walk on in?
Yeah, I'll just walk in.
So you walk in and knock
as I'm opening the door, but...
Okay, so you knock and open the door, and you see, motherfucker.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that forgets NPC names.
I was just trying to remember his name myself.
Yeah, well, Midnight Brain Ken is,
it's like,
hey, I understand.
It's something like to do with luck, isn't it? Because he's not
it's
very
luck,
fucking...
Luckbeard is the last name. It's oh, okay. Faden Luckbeard.
There we go.
I was looking on Trello to see if I could find it, but...
I don't think that I've added him on Trello. No, I should. Yeah, but... I should. I don't think that I found a good picture. I think that... Now I remember. Okay, so you knock and open up the door, and you see Faden that's towards the back, that he's at an anvil, and he's shaping out a piece of steel that looks like a spearhead.
Oh, greetings, friend.
He is just hammering. It's very loud in here currently.
I'll go over to him.
So you walk over, and you can see it's a pretty nice piece of steel that he's working on. That he's getting it all pounded out into shape, and it's a nice, like, thin, like, leaf blade
Ooh.
Type shape on the spearhead.
Ooh, that's pretty.
So I'm gonna tap him on the shoulder and say, "Oh, that's glorious!"
Holy! Oh, by all the gods, you scared me.
my apologies.
Oh,
glorious craftsmanship you have there. Not that I would expect any less. I've seen the other stuff you have worked on.
My word, son! I just whew. Thought I was going to lose my other eye.
In town? Is this normal?
Look. Well, if it just popped out, I mean, from the fear.
Is that normal?
Twas an expression. It's kind of a play on the humor of my situation.
Ah.
Ha ha! Yes. Did you come to do some work here?
I did. Do you mind if I borrow your forge for a couple hours?
I have a couple more pieces that I need to finish, and then I will be more than happy if there is something that you wish to work on. Ah. I believe that I am close to being done for the day. As soon as I finish...
Would you like any assistance?
By all means.
Okay, so I'll help him.
Okay, so you guys get finished up. That he's got a couple other of these spear points that he's working on. So you help him get that stuff finished up. Takes you some time, but it kind of gets towards more towards like early evening when you get finished up.
Okay.
So if you don't mind me asking, what are you wanting to work on?
I'm actually going to.
You're going to perform an experiment that most likely will cause your death. Yes, yes.
Yep.
How did you know?
That was not in game.
It sounded in game. I'm going to improve my current weaponry.
Oh, are you capable of doing such things? I knew that you were talented with a hammer. Haha. In multiple ways. But I did not know that you could infuse spell work into arms and armor.
This will actually be my first attempt at doing this, so we shall see how it goes.
All right. Ah, first attempts. That's how the first leg got lost. give me just a moment. And he walks into the back and... He comes out with, after about 15 minutes, and that bomb squad gear.
it's like super thick. He can barely walk because it's like super thick iron.
It's super thick. He's having to waddle out.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, let's go ahead and get this show on the road.
All right.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
So I don't know exactly how it works, but since it says it's a ritual, I want to take one of the like a piece of charcoal or something, or an old burnt out piece of wood and scribe runes on the anvil.
Okay. Roll a either religion or arcana.
Let's see here. Religion or arcana. Arcana's a 2, religion's a 2, so let's go religion. 19.
All right. It's almost like something takes over your hand as you start to draw.
Ooh.
And you create these weird blends between like pictographs and runes.
Ooh.
That you don't quite understand what they are, but they feel right.
Okay. I'm gonna take my... I'll start with my weapon. I'm gonna lay it out, and I'm gonna take a chunk of that dragon rock and lay it out with it.
Okay. How do you want to try to catalyze this whole thing? Because I imagine that there's kind of like a... like, kind of the spark that creates everything. So, like, what do you do to start it?
I don't know. What would look kind of cool in my head is if I had the runes drawn on the anvil. And then, like, took the like tweet or whatever the hell they are to pick something out of the forge and pick a hot coal out and set it down and then strike it with the other hammer.
Okay, so you grab the tongs because that's the best word that I can think
like,
of for it.
Like, you know, right from the heart of the forge type, the hottest piece in there.
Okay. So you reach down deep into the mass of coals that are still burning in the forge, and you go right down into the center of it, and you pull out one, and as soon as it touches the air, it steams. That you can tell that it's hot. And you take it over to the anvil, and you place it in the center, and you strike it with the forge hammer, and as you strike it, the rest of the runes whoosh and ignite. There is a whole lot of silence here.
Well, Trevor would be mesmerized, I think.
Okay. So this
If things start breaking down or anything, I would say he's attempting to mold them and shape them and whatever he has to do with the blacksmith's hammer. And, you know, like, because, again, it says it takes an hour. So, yeah, shaping it into what I want it to be. Which he wouldn't actually be changing the design of the hammer. He just adding to it.
Okay, so you do the hitty bit, and those runes ignite, and you're kind of watching as it's happening, and very slowly, over the next half an hour, the piece of dragon rock becomes molten, and creates a small circular puddle in the middle of the anvil. And then after a little bit more time, that you can see it starting to creep out. And like little tendrils start to spread. And then in between those little tendrils, it's almost like the webbing between wings. And that's kind of the image that you have, is that this puddle forms out to look like two dragon. I'm doing this with my hands because that's, you know, that's super helpful for an audio medium. But that liquid spreads out and forms what look like dragon wings. And then the splits into two halves and then kind of wraps into the hammer and shield.
Ooh.
And some of the inlaid designs that you created with, that you put into Ardenim, get filled with this white, that limestone-y look.
Uh-huh.
And then you can see as it catches light from the forge and stuff that it reflects in the different colors.
Ooh.
And the same with the shield, that the little areas that are cracked, that, you know, you've taken a hit in the shield or, it wasn't the best piece that you ever in the first place because you kind of got it secondhand.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That, like, those little areas that look like they've been damaged get filled in by the dragon rock. And then creates a nice smooth surface again that it wasn't like before.
Ooh.
And then it's done. And after the hour, the runes fade. And it's almost like a fire burning out.
Uh-huh. What's the dwarf doing?
Roll a perception check.
I'm probably not paying much attention. That's an 11.
Okay. It just looks like he's staring mesmerized by what's happening.
Okay. Oh, that was interesting. Did you enjoy that?
He's just staring at the anvil. He doesn't respond.
Tap on his armor.
Well, he's not wearing armor.
I thought he was in...
Oh, yeah, because he's doing the bomb. He did the bomb gear. I forgot I made that joke. Yeah, so you tap on it. He doesn't do anything.
Uh-oh.
There you go, Trevor. You killed him.
Peek in through the eye holes.
So you peek into the dead eye side, and there's just his other eye is just kind of like glossed over.
Hello.
Are you still kind of looking through the eye holes?
Yes.
Okay. You're kind of trying to catch his attention, like you tap on him, and you say hello, and then one of his missing eye is all of a sudden a white orb.
Uh-oh.
And it doesn't have a pupil or anything, but you can feel that it's looking right at you.
Like, ominous looking right at me?
That's up to you.
Well, that
no,
kind of feeling.
No, Brad, the dead eye that turned into a white orb, it's a good looking at you. He's like about to hit you
well,
up for a
date.
You
never know. You never know.
And after about 15 seconds or so, it goes away. And then he kind of shakes himself out of it. Oh, did it work?
It did.
Oh, well, what, congratulations.
Did you pass out there?
No, I was watching the whole time.
Yeah?
Yes.
What just happened?
Well, that weird rock stuff that you had, it kind of made some weird shapes and then filled in the damaged parts of your weaponry.
Okay. You were a little not with it for a second there.
Oh, I'm sure that I was just mesmerized by what you were doing.
I'm sure.
That
well,
you seem suspicious.
Strange things have been happening lately. I'm just maybe it's just the lack of a good night's rest.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
You know, the song that popped into my head is Suspicious Minds.
Ah.
Yeah. That's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the night. Okay. Speaking of which, Nick. anyway.
No. 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 I've already written them. I'm very happy with them.
Okay. Just saying for the future. The blacksmith will kind of look at you and get, well, I'm very happy that your experiment worked. It seems like you definitely got your end goal there, that you improved your pieces.
I believe so. They just as a small token of our achievement in the mine.
What? I've never seen a material like that before. Like what? What was it?
honestly, I'm not 100% sure. Just a rock we happened to find down there.
Pause. I want everyone to take note. Like, everyone always makes fun of me, like, oh, Hargos, you never let go of the blah, blah, blah. Fucking evidence exhibit A that Trevor's a lying sack of shit. Okay. Unpause.
Well, that's quite interesting that this magic that you're weaving must be quite strong indeed if it's able to liquefy some rock and then intertwine itself within your weaponry. Interesting work.
I'm still getting the hang of this magic stuff, but yes, it seems quite interesting.
Well, I am glad that it worked, but if you don't mind, I for some reason I am quite tired now.
Where you go, Trevor?
It's been a very long day. I've made many weapons for the militia here, and I feel that I must retire for the evening.
Oh yes, we could use the rest also. Be safe, friend.
And you as well.
I'm gonna take off and go find Harkos.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
goodbye, Luckbeard. I mean, food for the dragon. I mean, Luckbeard.
snack beard.
Okay. So, a couple of days pass. You guys do your little individual
We get resty wrists in there.
Yeah, you've
no, we stay awake for the full 48.
You know, it might happen.
So we fast forward to the next couple of days, and then you wake up on the morning of the third day after the last session's events, and that you have a message that's been pushed underneath the door. Each of you do.
Read it.
Yeah.
Okay. You open it. It's real simple message. Just says it's from Jorik. It just says that the Puffles feels that the priest is completely clean and that we should proceed on.
Oakley dokley.
Sounds good.
So I'm going to leave the room and go to collect Trevor.
All right. So you guys get back together. Do you head to the barracks or?
Yeah. I think so. Just because, I mean, we got the note from Jorik. So there's part of me that wants to just lowercase eyeline to the priest and like go to the church. But there's part of me, I definitely think the note from Jorik, we should go see Jorik.
Okay. So you two, unless there is a dissenting opinion.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. So the two of you meander over to the barracks and find Jorik in his office that he has a mass of papers and what look like maps of the mine and stuff that are all laid out in front of him.
Hello.
Oh, welcome. Is it morning?
I think so.
Oh. Ooh. That. Oh, okay. well, I've been hard at work. Kind of trying to figure some stuff. I was just trying to figure some stuff out. yeah, the Puffles told me that the priest is, he's good. He's good. He's good. If we were wanting to go ahead with Shadows play further than all. Annulment. The annulment. We can get that going.
Yeah. I think Trevor and I shall head over and get that under the way. Why don't you maybe take a nap or seven? Good, Trevor.
Yeah. Perhaps we should just let him sleep.
Quietly, Trevor. Quietly.
No.
What?
No.
Don't.
don't look under the bed. No.
Jesus. For fuck's sake. So we in the biz call a callback.
No, those are my play ribbons. No.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, let's leave. We're out. Scatter. Abort mission.
Trevor, help! The door is jammed! Trevor, I'm in here!
All right, so where are you heading from here?
Probably to the church.
Okay.
Do we have to go get...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too, is we should go get them. Instead, the tin leafs, and separate one of them from the branch and throw him to the ground.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're heading to the are you heading to the tin leaf manor then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you get to the tin leaf manor and the guards let you in right away. They don't stop you at all.
Trevor, I think they're learning. It's quite nice.
Right?
Okay, so you...
That wasn't Trevor. Oh, yes, you are correct, tacos.
What was that guy, Brad, back? He was...
He was a short-lived character.
You proceed on into the Tinleaf Manor, and you can see that there has been a massive amount of redecorating that's been done.
Woo!
So this front room...
it's less creepy now?
It is far less creepy.
Yay!
That all of those weird paintings have been taken off the walls.
No, it's 12 times more creepy. All the pictures are still there, but much like a crazy person, Ilian's face has been scratched out of all of them. And there's more of a focus on Melia in the background of every picture.
That's better. Yeah.
And she snapped the head off his statue, and she's just like sitting above it with her real head in place. Oh, hi, guys. Scratching at her arm. Maybe we should leave, Trevor.
This town is going so soon? Crazy.
I don't want to be here. Anyway, the paintings are gone.
I like the all of the alien faces have been scratched out. You just changed the canon of the story.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It's so much scarier. All the pictures are down. Over in the corner, they're stacked, and alien's faces scratched out everywhere. That I'm okay with. If they're still on the wall and scratched out, it's weird, and we should probably leave.
I second this notion.
Like the continent. Like, we should go somewhere else.
Yeah, because she's very proficient with stab, and we're going to die.
And there are dragons coming, and we should just leave. I hear there's a knot at the center of all realities. We could probably go there.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Sorry, not there. Here. We could probably go here.
It breached onto Twitter tonight, so, and I mean, when this releases, that'll be like 2 weeks ago, but...
Oh, God. Anyway, pressing forward...
Quit pulling back the curtain, motherfucker!
Time, fucky...
Okay. All the paintings have been removed and are stacked in the corner, and you can see that all of the aliens have been scratched out.
Serves him right. See, now it's okay.
The statue has been just completely busted apart, and there's a couple of servants that are cleaning up the remains of the statue.
Nice.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Melia! Right here is good.
No? This is what's happening.
Do any of you know where Melia is?
They turn and look at you and just kind of shake their head meekly as they continue working.
You
go up to the breakfast room, I guess.
Okay.
Just about the only other room we know in this place.
You got all the upstairs rooms.
Yeah,
and...
like the bed. Well, I know, but it's the one we're familiar with. Like, we had our bedrooms, and we know there are a bunch of estate bedrooms and stuff. But of the places that we know, we've definitely seen her. It's breakfast, and not breakfast.
Okay.
Then we can search all the weird rooms.
So you get up to the dining hall, and it looks like there was that she probably ate there recently, but there's nothing else in here. There's people are bussing the table, basically.
Well, perhaps she's already went to meet the priest. I mean, if no one knows where she is, then
possibly, maybe we should go. Do you know where her bedroom is? I know we could hear her from your room, so it can't be that hard to figure it out.
Maybe we should check on Elian and Ansaga.
I would like to, but she had the key that locked the doors, because that was my initial thought, and then I remembered we don't have keys, so going there would be fruitless.
Well, unless the door is unlocked or something has happened.
Why is it that your decision sounds scarier than mine?
We don't have to.
Nope, let's go. It's gonna be great. I'm sure everything's gonna be great.
All right, we'll go check on Elaine and Ansgar.
Okay. So as you start to climb up to the third floor, you hear like a sing song voice that's coming from up there. It sounds like Melia's voice.
Wake in darkness, babies.
Sorry, it just happened. I couldn't stop it.
Onward.
So as you get up to it's the hallway that had all of the estate rooms that you locked Elian and Ansgar up in. And you see Melia is leaned up against the door that you put Melia is leaning up against the door that you put Elian in, and she is singing, "I'm Melia the Eighth, I am. Melia the Eighth, I am.
Yes. Definitely marrying that woman.
And then you hear meekly from the behind the door, "I would really appreciate it if you stopped." And then she continues going, Please stop. I haven't rested in 2 days.
Yes. Yes.
She just gets louder.
That's fine. I'm not interrupting this. I'm going to be looking on with, like, adoration.
Yeah, I second that notion.
No, one of us has to proceed. No, it's your job.
All right, well, the rest of the session is...
All right, fine.
Oh, I thought we were done. We're just going to stare.
Melia, perhaps the priest has been given the okay. Maybe we should get this annulment done and over with.
I do want you to realize I'm not actually going to be Melia the Eighth. It just, for some reason, that sounded right.
I perfectly understood.
You see, I know it's kind of difficult to tell because you're mostly feather on the outside, but you looked a little flush, Harkos. Are you feeling well?
All my feathers, like, do that poofy ruffle thing. No! Yeah, I'm great! It's just, it's been... I'm very excited that Elian will be gotten rid of because... we need information that he may or may not have, and I think he'll be more forthcoming if he thinks we can provide him. But we should go see the priest. These walls are very high.
Yes, all right. Well, let's collect the baggage, and we will get this taken care of.
Which one would you like this time, Harkos?
What do you mean, which one? Why do we have to bring all of them?
That's fair.
Well, it's up to you. You can make Ansgar watch, or I don't.
That sounds
I don't
dirty.
Really care.
That sounds dirty.
Oh God!
All right. So
I don't think he needs to be there. He could sit in his own filth for all I care.
Do you wish to take Elian then, or shall I?
Oh, I had my fun with him. You feel free. You can have a go this time.
All right. I'll wait for her to open the door so I can grab him.
All right. She unlocks the door and opens it up, and you see Elian is curled into a ball close by the door. Looks like he's cried recently. And he looks very haggard.
Good.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Drag him along with us.
Oh, no, please don't. Please, I can walk. Ow. Okay, so...
No, dear mayor, we wouldn't want you to have to hurt your feet on this long journey to the church. Please, allow us to drag you.
Okay. All right, so you drag Elian all the way over to... The Lethandarian Church. I keep on saying Lethandarian, and I don't know if that's a real word, but I'm going to roll with it because it's fantasy world. So you drag Elian all the way over, and you open up the doors to the church, and it is kind of more or less as you left it. I mean, it's a fight took place here, obviously. But that there's a couple of acolytes that are kind of trying to get stuff cleaned up. But at the end of the, by the altar, you see the priest is getting the real altar back into position as there are some workers from the town that are sealing off the underground creep fest.
Good.
Wonderful.
So what do you do?
Hello? Excuse me?
Yes. Welcome to the true Church of Lethander. Lethander's Light welcomes you here.
Oh, yes, I like what you're doing with the place, especially the ceiling of that creep fest down there.
It's like you got that word from somewhere else and you're
shut
you
your just... mouth.
I
got it from my own head after it came in my ears from somewhere else.
Melia, you are here. Yes, we discussed taking care of this. Go ahead and bring Elian up here, yes.
I will drag him on up there.
Okay. You drag Elian. He's just not fighting you at this point. You're just dragging him along. His arms are outstretched behind him. Like, just not even saying ow anymore.
he's learning.
Between Melia the Eighth and you dragging him around everywhere, you may have broken his spirit.
Thank goodness.
Oh, I think Ken wants us to feel bad for him. That sucks.
Nope. Not happening. Good try.
Poor man. Poor man.
Yeah, just like Ansigar, who's definitely not a bad guy that you try to woo us away from as well.
I mean, was he?
Yeah.
He may not have directly attacked the team, but he indirectly allowed the team to come to harm. Ergo, bad guy.
That.
He was not helpful. He was a hindrance.
Okay, so you take Elian up, and Melia kind of follows behind, and you toss Elian up next to the altar, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. If I can do that, he's getting hooked.
Well, go ahead and roll a strength check. Let's see how good you can huck him.
That's a nat 20.
Jesus.
I took like two steps in the door and was like, huh?
what's your strength score?
I have a 16.
Okay. So you walk in and from 16 feet away, somehow.
Damn!
You get fucking, the.
He shot puts him. He does like the spin. He does the whole spin, like spinning up.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the hammer throw at the Olympics?
Yeah,
it's that.
Jesus.
So you hammer throw Elian up next to the altar, and Mila looks over at you, and she has an impressed look on her face. Harkos, you get jealous.
I taught him how to do that.
Shit. So Melia goes up and she kneels in front of the altar of Lethander. And one of the acolytes comes over and positions Elian in the same way so that he is kind of kneeled in front of the altar next to her. The priest walks over to the other side and raises his hand with the symbol of Lethander that he's holding in it. And he says, "This is not the way that Lathander typically desires for his children to part. But under these circumstances, and the evils and atrocities that Elian, Mayor of Iron's Edge, has committed, I hereby dissolve this marriage and restore Melia as the Bachelorette Tinleaf and Mayor of Iron's Edge." And you see the holy symbol lights and shines as the sun comes through the stained glass window and Ooh. Shines upon the two of them and then fades.
Ooh. Fancer.
He looks over to Melia and says, "Rise and be known for your place. Mayor Melia Tinleaf."
Hey!
And all of a sudden, you realize that behind you, like 40 people have kind of come into the temple and start clapping.
Yay! So if I'm understanding the priest correctly, you're single now. Is that what? You know what? You're right. This isn't important for right now. We'll talk about it over, like, taquitos or something.
So Melia stands and she kind of gives you a sideways glance. And she goes around and stands next to the priest. And she pulls a key out of her pocket. And she unlocks Elian's manacles. And she says...
Wait, what?
Elian, stand. And he kind of shuffles to his feet. And she looks out to everyone, to you, the two of you, and everyone behind you, and says, "Elian, disgraced mayor of Iron's Edge, you are hereby banished from this city and all lands controlled by it. You step foot within this city once more, and your head will adorn the front gate. Do you understand?"
I'm gonna draw my hammer and give him the stank eye.
There's a townsperson that's behind you. It's like, sir...
I don't think you can actually behead anybody with that.
Oh, well, I would sure enjoy trying.
He pukes a little in his mouth.
Swallow it like a man!
And she will say, "Trevor and Harkos, as the newly commended members of the City Guard, would you mind escorting Elian to the gates and kindly booting him out?"
Gladly.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Okay, so you gather up Elian and start to walk out. And as you're walking out, you can see the crowd is kind of parting. And you hear from behind them,
I need to talk to them behind. I know I'm short, but just let me through.
Jorik!
So the rest of the crowd parts, and Jorik comes running and panting in. And as
this
he comes in...
This does not look like napping.
He comes in, and he gets down on one knee, and he looks up at the mural of Lathander, and he says,
"Everybody, Lathander spoke to me. We need to purge the mine.
And that is where we will call it for this evening.
I got goose pimples.
I also do.
All right.
Now I'm still, I just want you to know, I'm still irritated because fuck your cliffhangers, but that was a good one.
I thank you.
That's why he kept dozing off. His god was calling. It was like, ring, ring, hello. Fucking Jorik, pick up. It's kind of an important message.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, everybody, for listening and joining us at our table. If you wouldn't mind taking a journey over to Patreon and supporting Rolling in the Geek, we would certainly appreciate it. Everything that we get from that is going to go back into the show and developing our resources so that we can continue giving you fun and interesting Rit Geek content. So, Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to us on our website at RitGeekPodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek or on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. If you want to talk to three guys who have faces made for podcasting, feel free to tag us at RollInTheGeek. That's RollInTheGeek.
Thank you very much. And Nick, you are this week the Sound Assassin.
Bum, bum.
You sneak up on poor audio quality and in the dead of night slay it with a swift and lethal strike. Where can people... can you please... Oh, jeez. I'm mixing
Wrong line.
Up stuff.
Abort mission.
Can you please stab us something fun to go out on?
Stab you something. I mean, I feel like that's a jab at the fact that my singing is like daggers to the eardrums, but that's okay. I accept the criticism, and I do have something special for us this week. I did think of this one on my own, because I've been thinking about it for a while, but I didn't want to mess with this song because I thought the lyrics already were so perfect for D&D. So I was like, if I ever sing it, I'm gonna have to sing like the real song, but like my singing's so perfect, we're gonna get copyright. It's a whole thing. So instead, I finally got my head wrapped around how to rework this song. So Hootie Hoo from Harko's here. We hope you didn't hate Teen episode 18. Pretty sure that's what I said last week leading into episode 18, but that's okay. And I guess I've done just fine teen with the teens leading up to episode 19 next week. I'm excited for the 20s. It's a new challenge. It's gonna be a thing. They're coming up quick. We're gonna be able to drink soon. Anyway, it's gonna be a whole other podcast after that. This week, you're going to recognize the artist. It's one of our favorites here at Rolling in the Geek, and I hope that's okay. So, without further ado, here we go. I'm not doing the whole intro. I did the whole intro anyway. Our podcast isn't just talk. It's a group of three dudes playing D&D. That is all it be. None of us are bards, at least not this playthrough. But that is okay, 'cause I sing songs anyway. The whiner makes a roll, the dice decide the toll. Sometimes it's victory, sometimes it's injury. We were all quite bored and having some bad days. We figured, what the hell? Maybe it'll go well. So we started out with nothing too concrete planned, just Three's company and an attempt to be funny. Us gods, we threw the dice, never thinking twice, just trying to have fun while our characters make the run. The whiner makes the roll, the player has a goal. It's simple and it's plain, have fun and play the game. So the whiners made their roll, da da da, big instrumental finish, with hope overflowing our bowl, da da. We hope we better, we oh shit, we hope we better your week. Love from Rolling in the Geek. Da, 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 da. Us whiners nice. Made a roll. Fucking ABBA, man.
It's always great when you throw ABBA in there. I don't know why. It warms me
no
so much.
No one's allowed to hate ABBA. You can't. Even if you don't like ABBA, you'll find yourself bebopping and be like, you know what? I am a dancing queen. And then and you're like, damn it, I don't want to be, though. But you are, somewhere deep down. But and if you think you can hide it, don't worry, because a super trooper there is going to find you.
Jesus.
Stop in the recording.
Yes, yes, thank you. It is I, awesome, super talented man. This is what I do. Okay, now give them the monologue. For whenever there is trouble within this here town city, I will be there to call on the powers of Rolling in the Geek to best the bad guy. I will always be there to help you, whether you're in a dark alley or a well-lit room in front of a TV camera. I will be there, always there to help for justice and fame and fortune, but mostly justice, a little bit of fame. I am always there to help you, the people. It is what I want and what I need.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.